Hey, good morning. 723, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man? Good morning.
We'll check out your full forecast here in just a little bit and get you that soggy update.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have a soggy bottom today. Anyway, right now, though, let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always. Well, you want to do it?
No, you got it.
All right. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light while you're enjoying your favorite sports action.
That's right. Usually we do some NBA scores, maybe a little XFL, maybe, you know, but not this morning. It's going to be all NASCAR this morning. Obviously, there's a celebration for Denny Hamlin and a great concern for Ryan Newman at the end of the Daytona 500. Hamlin is the first driver to win back-to-back Daytona 500 since Sterling Marlin in 1994 and 95. Hamlin joined six Hall of Fame drivers as winners of three or more Daytona 500s. This victory came after just the second rain postponement in 62 years. A pair of red flag stoppages and two overtimes. Hamlin's celebration quickly became muted as drivers awaited an update on Newman's condition following a crash at the end. 2 hours after the race, NASCAR read a statement from Roush Fenway Racing that said Newman is in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are not life-threatening. Newman had surged into the lead on the final lap when Ryan Blaney's bumper caught the back of his Ford and sent Newman to a hard right into the wall. His car flipped, rolled, and was hit on the driver's side by Corey LaJoie's car before finally skidding across the finish line in flames. It took several minutes for his car to be rolled back onto its wheels. The 2008 Daytona 500 winner was placed in a waiting ambulance and taken directly to a hospital, which I believe was right next to Daytona 500 Raceway.
Yeah.
Wild race, man. Caught the last 70 laps last night. Talking about NASCAR in general, I haven't watched too many races. I don't have extreme knowledge in NASCAR. But after last night, I think I'm hooked. I really enjoy just everything about it now. I think the last time I watched it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Coverage is way different now. I mean, dude, they're interviewing the guys in the car at the time, basically, of them racing. They're interviewing pit crew guys. I mean, the camera views. It's a lot more interesting to me right now than it was.
Well, I think you probably as an adult, you can sit and watch it.
Well, that now, you know. And I know more about motors. I know more about cars. I understand what goes into you know, the racing and the cars. It's just, it's an unbelievable sport. With that being said, the Newman thing last night, I found out Ryan Newman, South Bend. He was born and raised in South Bend, Indiana, a local. So he's a local.
Local guy. Obviously, it's a scary crash. You never want to see that. Daytona is kind of known for the big crashes just because it's a very important race. And
I think it's a very fast track, too.
Fast track, yeah.
I think it's known for it to be it being a dangerous fast track. Dude, watching that crash last night, I saw it live, and I was telling you earlier, you could see the camera followed first and second across the finish line.
Yeah.
Happened right before the finish line. You could see it on the right side of the TV as it happened, and they kind of panned by. Immediately watching it, I'm like, oh. Does not look good.
Yeah.
Does not look good. I mean, he hit the wall, much like Earnhardt did. A little bit more violent than Earnhardt's. Earnhardt's car was definitely a lot more dangerous than the cars are now.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you know what happened in that situation.
They've made leaps and bounds when it comes to driver safety in the new NASCAR.
So apparently it's the Hans device. So when Earnhardt crashed, they made it's called the Hans device, and they made it mandatory in NASCAR. It's head and neck support. That's what it's short for. Mm. And it's basically that contraption that goes around your helmet that harnesses your head so it stops whiplash. It doesn't allow your head to go any farther than its natural motion, they say.
Yeah.
Anyway, watching that crash, he hits the wall, he spins, and then he gets hit driver's side, which flips his car into the air. It was extremely violent. After they panned first and second place, they panned back to Ryan Newman's car as it's skidding across the finish line. And whoever was filming it at the time, whoever was with Fox, zoomed into the car. You could see gas. You could see a bunch of liquid pouring out near the driver's side. You could see it flame up a little bit. And he was zoomed in enough where you could basically see nobody moving in the car,
which
was just like, I just didn't even want to watch it after that. I'm like, no, man, just it does not look good.
Yeah.
Not look good. And then there was no report on it. Then they muted the winner. You could tell in Jeff Gordon's face when they went to the booth and were interviewing the announcers what they thought. You could just see Jeff standing there, like, just with a blank look on his face.
They've seen a lot of crashes like that, and you kind of know the outcome of it. So, and knowing, you know, how it is, you just kind of hope for the best. And who knows? You could have all the right gear on, and just it's just, an unfortunate circumstance. But at this point, he's in
serious condition, but not life-threatening at this moment.
Yeah.
Which, after you see that crash, it's unbelievable.
It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe, man, because unbelievable crash.
Yep.
And anybody, you can walk away from that. It just says great things about what they're doing with these cars.
For sure.
You know.
Well, congratulations to Denny Hamlin winning a back-to-back Daytona 500s.
Yes.
Very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Ryan Newman, as we get more news on that, I'm sure they'll keep everyone up to date. Those drivers are pretty tough. You almost have to be to go 200 miles an hour. Just screaming down the road on an incline and be like, oh, yeah, I could crash.
You know, one thing I should say about the NASCAR, what I really love and they should do more of, just like they should do more of in football with the Madden view, that POV inside the car view.
Yeah.
It's just, it kind of puts you into it.
You know,
like, oh, my. You could really see how fast
they're
going.
You know what would be awesome? You get VR headsets you can put on and watch the race from that.
I always thought that, man.
That'd be crazy.
How about VR with an option with the VR where you can switch cars?
Yeah.
So Hamlin goes up front and you can hit a button on your you're right there in the race.
And then you can take control of the steering wheel, like, all right, I'm driving now.
Not a good idea, Brock. Not a good idea.
You have a brake and gas. You're like,
leave it to the professionals.
I could do it.
No, you couldn't.
All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.